Walt Disney World and Disneyland cast members are getting shanghaied, and it's not even over a holiday gift this year. If you are holding out hope for a Blackbeard's Ghost Vinylmation, you may actually have some hope. Probably not. We're playing WDWNT, the dating game, if everyone shows up this week. And we discuss the most boring things at Walt Disney World. And no, Lou Mangiello is not an acceptable answer, panelists. But you've read WDW News Today. Now you'll listen to WDW News Tonight.
Live from Orlando, Florida, this is WDW News Tonight. Now, here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nicholas Cicero.
Yay, applause, yay! Oh, yeah.
Studio audience in full effect. They're quiet tonight.
Yeah.
They're a little shy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom Corliss, and you're not welcome to WDW News Tonight. Nicholas Cicero joining me. There's someone else in there, Nick.
There is, for the first time so far. We're joined by our live announcer, Michelle.
Hello.
How you doing?
Who you've heard on all the episodes of the radio show.
Yes.
But first time in the studio with us. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
I am very happy to be here.
You've heard her voice many times. She does, like, everything for us, so whenever we need something voiced.
It's usually
Michelle.
Me.
It just usually surprises me when Nick's in the room with a girl. I don't.
Oh!
Ouch.
Anyway. Always got to pick on Nick. But Nick's going to pick on himself a little bit later.
Am I?
I'm looking forward to the Target story.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to hear the Target
story. There is a Target story. There's such a thing.
Okay. I can't wait.
I'm excited.
These are always, I hope it's as good as when you went to the Disney store and did that thing with all the little kids.
It parallels that. It's pretty good.
Good. All right, Nick, what do you say? Let's talk about some news. We got a couple stories to talk about. Pirates of the Caribbean Tsum Tsum are coming to the Disney parks February 26th. It's exciting. Nick, I know you don't buy Tsum Tsums. You going to buy these?
I think so. I think I'll buy some of these, the Star Wars ones. I like them. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, I have a lot of friends that are just Tsum Tsum crazy. They stay up till midnight, you know, to jump on the Disney store.
They never sell out that.
You know what? There are certain ones that sell. There's like lines at the Disney store on Tsum Tsum Tuesdays.
You just buy them online.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, when they did Expo, everybody went crazy for the, like, the Fantasia set, like those, but I don't.
I guess some characters sell out. They honestly do.
All right.
I'm into the scene.
Take your word for it.
I'm into the scene.
This new collection of seven.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. 3-inch plush was created especially for the Disney parks. The characters include fan favorites such as the dog with the keys, a skeleton, and the captain. Conspicuously missing the black pirates. You know, I debated for a while. I debated if we were going to do that. I said it, so it's there.
Look, they're so new. They didn't make the production cut there. You know, when they decided to make these Tsum Tsums.
Yeah. With the release, additional Disney merchandise locations will begin carrying Tsum Tsum, most of which you've probably never realized existed. So, Nick, I want to play a quick game with you, if that's all right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so let's play, Nick. Where in the world are these Tsum Tsum locations?
All right.
All right, so to give you an idea, so the first one, I'll do this first one because neither of us have been to Aulani. Kalipa's store at Aulani is going to have them.
All right.
So here's some stores at Disneyland. You tell me where they are. The first one's easy. World of Disney.
Downtown Disney District.
Yeah. Tees, hats, and tattoos.
Well, I bet you that's on Paradise Pier.
It is. Where exactly?
Oh, where exactly?
Yeah, where?
Next to Magoo's or whatever that is?
I'll give you that one. It's in the back. It's that string of stores.
The Strong Man is there.
Yeah. The Gag Factory.
Oh, that's in Toontown.
It is in Toontown. All right, Walt Disney World, easy one, Once Upon a Toy. Shops at the airport. You get Tsum Tsum at the airport.
Oh, wow.
All right, here are the fun ones.
Orlando and Anaheim? Or Orlando and
Orlando
LA?
International. I'm at Disney World now. I'm sorry. Yeah. So Once Upon a Toy at Walt Disney World. The shops at the airport.
Curtain Call Collectibles. I'd have to think that's Studios.
Nope.
No.
You're in the wrong park.
Curtain Call.
I bet you don't even know this store exists.
Yeah, maybe not. Definitely not Epcot. I'm going to say Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably in Fantasyland.
Nope.
No. Curtain Call.
I'm gonna give it to you. You know when you go to meet Mickey at Town Square Theater?
Oh,
there's an exit shop.
Yep. I never knew what that was called.
For whatever reason, that's where they're putting them.
Is that just called Curtain Call after the retheming?
Curtain Call Collectibles. There wasn't a store there.
There wasn't a store
so
there.
So, no, you're thinking of... Right. The lobby is not Curtain Call Collectibles. Oh. It's that weird thing on the side.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, you exit through. Yeah. Image Works at Epcot.
Right.
You
know, Figment.
Beverly Sunset.
That would be probably on Sunset Boulevard in studios.
Where on Sunset Boulevard?
Right next to Turkey Legs.
You're close. But next to Turkey Legs is Real Vogue.
It is.
So Beverly Sunset is actually Sweet Spells, and then there's like this weird 12 feet of shop between that's Beverly Sunset, and then it becomes Real Vogue, even though they're all technically one store.
Used to be Villains in Vogue.
Yeah, Real Vogue now. Hmm. And Chester and Hester's Dinosaur Treasures, which I don't have to ask you that one. That's easy. But
favorite.
A couple of these stores are really, really odd. But
to have Tsum Tsum in, yeah.
I think it's an odd choice. Why not put them where people are going to go? But, I guess they learned their lesson with Vinylmation when they threw those in every store, as you can attest to.
Yeah.
Guests can also order the Tsum Tsum from the free Disney Shop Disney Parks app and as well the online store. On Friday, Disney's releasing, talk about more merchandise, those classic live-action film Vinylmation. What's the name of the series, Nick?
They have a name. Movieland.
Movieland. The series includes figures from The Black Hole, The Rocketeer, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Tron, The Shaggy Dog, Condor Man, look it up, kids, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean. One of these things is not like the other.
That's not a classic.
Well,
is it?
I might. It's not as old as the other ones, for sure. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess they put Jack Sparrow in so they won't have to name the this the Financial Failure series. No. Thank you for the pity laugh. I appreciate it. Since I don't have a real audience here. But, you know, Nick, speaking of financial failures.
Oh, we have a SeaWorld story this week?
No, we don't.
Yikes.
Let's talk about Shanghai. Shanghai Disneyland. Of course, it's a big story this week. If you've been living under a rock, you haven't heard. Shanghai Disneyland behind schedule and over budget. So Disney Parks will be looking to shave some money off their operational budget, cutting labor hours at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts. You know, Nick, we're always behind schedule here, but you don't see me giving Justin Heyman the boot, you know. Well, anyway. Jason's laughing somewhere at that.
He is the mayor.
Yeah. According to inside sources, the Disneyland Resort saw a 20% cut in labor costs from nonprofit locations starting at the beginning of the month. This includes positions such as attractions, guest relations, custodial, entertainment, and more. Walt Disney World is going to see similar cuts starting in the next week, such as the cut of the front desk curbside greeters at all resorts. All front desk and concierge cast members are also going to be offered only up to 32 hours a week once the cuts are in effect. This is going to apply to other departments as well. We cannot confirm those departments at this time, but I have been messaged by several cast members this week in other departments, food and beverage, all over the place.
Did you know some concierge people, Michelle?
I love those.
Oh, you seem
like
very
the
sad.
Greeters?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love the greeters.
Yeah.
They make you feel welcome.
They do.
Yeah.
We call one the Greetinator.
The Greetinator.
Who's the Greetinator?
The one at the Yacht Club. Gentleman. So the lady to the gentleman. He's the Greetinator.
And of course, there's who doesn't love Richard at the Grand Floridian? I love Richard.
Yes.
Been there my whole life. That guy's been there. Some other cuts. Entertainment cuts are coming as well, such as removal of the second Fantasmic show on evenings until Easter week. And only one nightly performance every night of the Main Street Electrical Parade, although I'm happy about that, through the entire month, a month which is typically quite busy thanks to spring break and Easter falling in the month as well this year. Other entertainment cuts have been rumored, such as various character meet and greet experiences being permanently removed, but none have been confirmed yet. Disney hasn't made any comment just yet. But again, this isn't the first shakeup thanks to Shanghai. You may remember we talked about the Walt Disney Imagineering shakeup. Where some people got let go, and Bob Weiss got put in charge of things and all that kind of fun stuff. But interesting, there's a lot of talk among cast members. A lot of them are trying to figure out what to do. Obviously, a lot of them count on 40 hours or more a week, or the entertainment cast members count on the extra hours from working that second parade or whatever, you know, to make a living every week. So everyone's kind of freaking out right now. So
yeah, I saw a lot of chatter on social media about this.
Yeah.
Cast members freaking out.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Disney has still not come out and made a statement. It sounds like the major news outlets are going to pick up the story in the next day or two. So we'll see what happens at that point. What sort of domino effect we cause this time.
Oh, yeah.
I love causing trouble. Anyway, move on to our next story. Say goodbye to Zoe and Pickles, which I originally thought was a blog about a girl who goes to Chick-fil-A. And no, it's not a show on Disney XD either, apparently. But
I swear that's what I thought it was when I saw this story.
Yeah.
Like, I think I watched that show.
Oh. Zoe and Pickles? Is that on after Maddie and...
Liv and Maddie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeez. Disney Tag is going to be getting its own shop at the Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs starting March 11th, replacing the shop for tweens known as Zoe and Pickles. Tag, of course, stands for Travel Accessories Gear. Nick, have you seen this line? I'm pretty excited. I feel like I want the luggage. I want a couple other things I'm excited about.
Yeah, maybe Tag should stand for Tom Acquires Garbage.
Are you saying this is garbage?
There's just not a lot of words that start with G.
That joke, Nick, that joke was Tag. And by Tag, I mean terrible, awful, ghastly.
Let's stop. Right. I definitely can see you.
You can't see it, but Michelle just left. Oh. She's out of here.
I definitely can see you.
I was trying not to.
Going everywhere with this luggage, though.
I like the luggage. I need a new bag, so I'm going to buy the luggage.
I know.
I like some of the other stuff.
Collapsible cup.
Collapsible cup's a cool idea.
I don't even know what that is.
I love collapsible cups.
Do you really?
I can't say it,
it's
but
exactly
I love them.
What the title says, Nick, it's a cup that collapses.
Do I really need a cup that portable?
You can, yeah. It's helpful if you're running. If you have a dog and you want to give them some water.
I've seen people take them out when they do the drink service on the flights. Instead of the plastic cups, like they get handed the can of soda or whatever, and they pour it in the collapsible cup.
Hmm.
Cool.
There you go. Next story. After 10 years, Dream Along with Mickey is going to come to an end at the Magic Kingdom. It's the longest running of any of the shows ever performed on the Cinderella Castle four-court stage. Hard to believe, but that was actually just before Avatar was announced for Animal Kingdom.
Avatar. I'm the only one dancing.
I have another one.
I'm dancing.
I thought that was our Avatar construction joke of the week.
There's two in here.
There's more.
Stay tuned, kids.
Oh, gosh.
More to come. Anyway, so what's replacing Dream Along with Mickey? It's Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, which somehow isn't the name of a shoddily put together DVD of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse reruns. Wow.
I don't know about that.
You need like a da-ding, like a rim shot or something.
I told you.
Only when it deserves one.
Told you.
I'm very stingy with my...
Ba-dum-tsh.
There you go.
You need it's Michael Scott, so you need ba-dum-tsh.
I'm very stingy with my rim shots.
No comment. Apparently, but Mickey... Your head's out of the gutter. Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair... apparently, we can now add fair to the mix of words Disney pulls out of a hat to name things, joining such classics as Magic, Celebrate, and Dream, now in every title at Disney Parks.
Hey, that was our name when we did the run. We were the Wedway Dreamers.
Wedway Dreammakers. Animal Kingdom experience
Wedway
thing.
Dream.
Yeah.
Against
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Didn't mean to throw the show.
No, we're doing a good enough job of that ourselves. thank you. Cha-cha-cha. Against the majestic backdrop of Cinderella Castle, Mickey Mouse and his friends will welcome favorite characters from some of Disney's newest classics, including The Princess and the Frog, Tangled, and Frozen. In Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, Mickey and his troop of merrymakers have been preparing to host a joyous... I like that people can see my reaction when I read news now. You don't get that on the podcast, but... I've been preparing to host a joyous festival and have ventured far and wide to invite friends from other lands to join their celebration. From the land of the bewitching bayous, Goofy has invited Tiana, Naveen, and Louis, to add a little spice to New Orleans jazz to the party. From the land of the enchanted woods, Donald brings some new friends he met at the Snuggly Duckling, and Daisy introduces us to her guests, Rapunzel and Flynn. And finally, Mickey shares a surprise with Minnie as he traveled to the land of the Mystic Mountains to invite Olaf, Anna, and Elsa, who contribute a blast of icy magic. And it all culminates in a grand dance, and the merrymakers invite the special guests to join the fun on this special day in the Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, brand new Castle stage show.
Look I'm
for
excited.
Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair to make its debut in summer 2016, which is still before Avatar opens.
Avatar construction joke of the week.
Rethink our lives. That's the news.
All right, we will be back after.
Whoa! Can we do one thing before we go to commercial?
Yeah, I think we could squeeze it in before the right. game. What's
you know,
up?
I'm really busy during the week, Nick. So I kind of, you know, I like to write out thank you notes for people every week. You know, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just can I take a moment to write out a couple of thank you notes?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. All right. We're so stupid. Thank you, Shanghai Disneyland, for ensuring I only have to hear Baroque Hoedown once a night at the Magic Kingdom. Also for taking those entertainment cast members down a peg. Thank you. I didn't even start writing yet.
Hurry up and write.
That one was that bad? You wanted to move on?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Tsum Tsums, for being the first pill-shaped thing it's okay to overdose on. Thank you, Tag Travel Accessories, for making sure everyone in the airport knows we're Disney fans. Because the jacket and baseball cap didn't give it away. And maybe the B.O. Thank you, Mouse Mingle, for being the least functional dating website ever built. Not only was it already hard for Disney fans to find love, it's even harder with your mangled search function.
And Tom really tried this past weekend.
He did. Bad.
We all have.
So bad.
I haven't.
No?
No.
Don't. Sad, sad thing.
All right. I will take your word for it.
Get a good look at it, Tina. Never mind. All right. Thank you, WDW Today, for firing all the people who made your show famous, leading to higher WDWNT podcast downloads over the last month. Thank you. It's a real thing that happened.
Jeez.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to be mean a little bit. All right, moving on. More notes.
That's why we're writing thank you.
I have more notes. Yeah, that's why. That's
karma.
I have to, you know, to apologize for things. Apology notes are next. Thank you, Star Wars, for not making us wait more than a day to see a clip from Episode 8. Because you know if there's one thing we won't see for a while, it's another Star Wars movie. Well, at least another one with a number in it. Rogue One. Damn it. Thank you.
At least we find you funny.
Yeah, it's gotta be somebody. Thank you, I'm going to keep writing. Thank you, Disney, for putting Laura Dern in one of the most anticipated sequels of all time. Hopefully this turns out better than the last sequel she was in.
Ba-dum-bum.
Jurassic Park 3. I'm going to write the next one. Thank you, Bill McKim, for always putting up 2, 5, and 7 for us. And for dealing with Sherry's terrible attitude.
Poor Sherry.
She's so mean. Doesn't believe in Bill. All right, I got one more.
One more? We have time.
We'll get out of here. Thank you again, Shanghai Disneyland, for canceling the second Fantasmic show on most nights. Now we can go sit at Sunset Ranch around showtime, wait for the announcement that the show is full, and then point and laugh at the people still trying to get in. All right. I'll put those in envelopes later.
You go send those out for you.
All right.
All right, well, coming up on WDW News Tonight, Tom and Nick are angry about things, the very first edition of WDWNT, The Dating Game, and another embarrassing story from...
There you go.
Yet another embarrassing story from Nick.
Buttons are touchy.
Are you planning a Walt Disney World vacation? Are you buried under tons of advice from everyone around you? Fear not, we have the solution for you. The Unverified Guide to Walt Disney World. Here at the Unverified Guide, we take a scientific approach to your vacation. Our expansive team has interviewed every one of your coworkers about their trips and compiled them here to give you the best tips for experiencing the 4 theme parks. The one with the golf ball. The zoo. the one with Star Wars, and of course the one that started it all, Disney World. Our guide is filled with useful tips such as Pirates of the Caribbean and It's a Small World are basically the same ride, so you don't need to do both. It's not that busy at Christmas. The only reason to go to Epcot is to drink. Wait to go until they're not doing construction anymore. There are plenty of restaurants. You don't need reservations, but if you do, that'll be $1,200. And of course, the Harry Potter stuff is at the Studios Park, not the Magic Kingdom. Follow our step-by-step touring plans from get in line for the park turnstiles an hour before anyone working there wakes up to set a reminder to check your current credit limit before going to bed. Don't believe me? Just listen to these testimonials.
Without the unverified guide, I would have never spent the hour wandering around looking for Toontown Fair. The circus there was really cool, though.
Without the unverified guide, I would have never had the crazy Italian meal of my life at Mama Melrose. I'm actually still chewing on my spaghetti.
I never did find the Matterhorn, but thanks to the Unverified Guide, I knew how much fun it is.
Get your copy of the Unverified Guide to Walt Disney World, wherever books on clearance are sold. So, basically, Books a Million.
All right, back with WDW News Tonight. And we do have our dating game contestants on hold. We'll be getting to the dating game.
It's going to really happen. This is unbelievable.
It is. We've
done some psychotic things in our time.
I didn't necessarily believe it until I got everybody on hold and talked to everybody here today. But we have all our contestants here. We'll be starting that in just a moment. First, Tom, I think we have some things to get off our chest.
I have access to the entire curse word library. Best new console is done.
It's a damn poor mind indeed. Can't think of at least two ways to spell a word.
No privacy, it's all around this place.
I don't like Sam.
I don't like change.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Tom, I'm mad at the ganachery.
Why?
Because they're so small. I love their chocolate.
The bars, or are you buying those little chocolate balls?
I just bought there's bigger ones.
Bigger balls?
What?
Are they salty?
I didn't buy balls. I bought squares.
The squares. Did you buy like the Star Wars box? I can see you buying
No, I didn't buy
a Star Wars chocolate bar.
So do they have big sizes of those chocolates?
There's like a box that has like five of those bars.
Then maybe I'm not so mad. I was, because I like it so much, and there's these little tiny, tiny squares of chocolate. You have to buy like 80 of them to be satisfied.
They are expensive. I think maybe they're just trying not to price people out.
You know why they're expensive? That's another thing that makes me mad.
It's like handmade.
Well, they're not only handmade. They give you a box that's like handcrafted and wrapped and like, it's this very expensive
box.
More
or less cast members than the Blue Milkshake at Hollywood Studio. How many people are involved here? Give me an over-under.
Three, probably. One took my order, one wrapped them in the box, and one checked me out. But the box, look, I'll take a crappy box. Give me more chocolate for the price.
One checked you out, huh?
Yes.
Nick, you know what I'm angry about? We had this conversation.
What are you mad at?
What I'm angry about, Star Wars Launch Bay is a wonderful place.
It is.
It is. It is. But let's face it, the people who go in there are like me and Nick. They're fairly nerdy looking people.
Hey.
A majority of which are male.
Okay.
So what Walt Disney World has done, I don't know if this is a conscious effort, but it certainly seems like it. There are the most undoubtedly attractive female cast members working at and it's almost exclusively who works there. Nick, you saw this. Am I right or wrong?
You're very right.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
It's psychotic.
It's mind-blowing.
So I'm angry because obviously, like, someone at studios and casting thinks this is funny.
I don't know why this upsets you.
It does, because someone at studios is trying to, like, pick on these poor nerdy people who just want to meet Kylo Ren and make a stupid SNL reference to a bit that wasn't even that funny. And they got to go in there and be shamed by these beautiful women who are working in launch bay. You know what I think?
To be shamed.
I think what we should do, like, I think we'd make a lot of money for charity. We should do a calendar to be like the girls of launch bay.
Oh my.
So if anyone who works at launch bay, if you're a female who works at launch bay, you want to send us an email. Tom@WDWNT.com.
Please, I'm ready that for along. That to launch.
Heyo.
Love it.
And we were worried about saying that word last week, right? What, did you just break something? What are you doing?
Dropping things. Plate? I don't know.
Get nervous because we're talking about women.
I was thinking about the calendar.
Shaking.
I can't function. All right. You ready to do this?
As ready as we're ever going to be.
There we go.
From Orlando, the theme park capital of the world, in color. Wait, what? This is a Disney-themed game, and it's not 1967. Ah, that's better. From Orlando, the theme park capital of the world, it's WDWNT, the dating game, where Disney fans try to find their rainbow connection. Now, here's your host of the dating game, Tom Corliss.
Thank you, Michelle. Welcome to the dating game, ladies and gentlemen, which this week at last sees the light of day. Get it? Last night.
Oh. Right.
No?
I do get it now.
Yeah. There's a rim shot written in there.
Two things at once.
Late.
So we'll introduce our contestants in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor who's making this game possible.
Are you a Disney collectibles? Are your Disney collectibles feeling a bit
That's
lonely
Nick's
these
writing.
Days?
You're going to have to get used to it.
Live TV.
There's a damn poor finding. Never mind.
Theme Park Connection is more than just the leader in theme park memorabilia. Think of them as the ultimate matchmaker for you and that special item that is missing from the collectible display case in your heart. Theme Park Connection has the items that will cause love at first sight. Visit them at their incredible Orlando retail location near the Florida Mall or online at themeparkconnection.com.
That's like the romantic comedy about my life. It's me and collectibles.
Nick, too.
It's true.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, let's go ahead and introduce our three eligible bachelors for tonight. This is really, I'm always surprised when things are well produced on this show.
I know.
Suitor number one is a database administrator from Indianapolis, Indiana. Please welcome CJ. Suitor number two is in the theme park operations business from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, originally. Please welcome Alex. And suitor number three is a teacher from Northford, Connecticut. Please welcome Brett to the program.
Applause, and yay.
Applause, yay. Nick on the soundboard, yay.
Spare no expense.
Why don't you put the drops over here and I'll just hit them next time.
She's offering to do your job.
Wow. At this
point. You can't handle your job, Nick. She'd be happy to take it. So good luck
Some
to
my
our.
Fault they're not clapping.
Good luck to our three bachelors. We've kept our young lady from hearing the bachelor introductions at
not
this
really.
Point. Hopefully, no. Thanks. Good job, Nick. But let's bring her on the show right now. She's a big Disney fan. Loves going to the parks as often as she can. She's an account reconciliation analyst from Tampa, Florida. Please welcome Nancy. You have the applause. There, it's kind of there.
You got the applause.
Hi, Nancy. Do we have Nancy?
Hello.
Oh.
Do you have the radio, the stream off on your computer?
I will now.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we'll try that again.
Let me know when you got that all set.
Nope.
This is live. Drink out of my mug.
Let's. Why? Oh, there. Ooh, I think we might have it now. Nancy?
Yes?
Nope.
That is crazy.
Is it on our phone?
Not sure. You have everything off, Nancy?
I do now.
All right. I don't know what that is. Let me try. All right. Let me try hanging up on Nancy. I'm going to call her right back. See if
okay.
It's the line. I don't know.
We'll waste time. Somehow. We'll figure out something to talk about in the chat. What's going on in the chat right now? See? Someone actually commented about my Star Wars launch bay comment. It did seem like an abundance of female CPers at launch bay.
There were males, too, though. The little five-minute movie hosts were male. Eye candy for everyone. Jeez. What did I start? I am a bad influence on people. What is Tom complaining about? I complained about women that work at Launch Bay.
All right, we should have Nancy now.
All right, Nancy, are you there?
Whoa.
Oh, my.
What is going on?
This show is not meant to happen.
It really isn't. What's up with that?
Live, the fun of live broadcast.
Hello? Nancy?
Yeah.
No, it's why?
It's got to be her phone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you need a landline? Is that the thing?
I don't know.
Anyone have a landline?
Let's try to talk to the guys. Brett, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, see, the guys are coming through.
The guys are fine.
My friend Melinda has offered to come fix our board for us. She.
Nick's going to try and figure this out.
Yeah, I mean,
this game's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Well, I could play the Bachelorette. I mean, stranger things have happened.
And we thought, just because we got through the first 40 minutes without technical difficulties, that this was going to work tonight.
Smooth sailing, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm in the studio. That means we will have technical difficulties.
Oh, this happened. I've been doing this for 9 years now.
And
I don't think we've
something?
Ever had a live broadcast that something hasn't gone wrong.
Well, that's because Nick's been your producer.
Well, that's only the last 2 years. We were doing pretty bad before him, in fairness.
Oh, all right.
But I like that word.
He's
insulting.
Usually pretty on it.
No, Nick's good. Yeah. Solid.
Just a little overwhelmed.
He's got it. He'll figure it out.
Oh, I have faith I see in things.
Him. Hey, Nancy. Oh, hi, Nancy.
You on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yay! All right,
Nancy. Well, thank you for being on the show. Let's get to know you a little bit now that we actually have your sound functioning. When you get the chance to go to Walt Disney World, what are your some of your favorite things to do?
I like to ride the Tower of Terror.
Okay.
And I love watching Fantasmic.
Okay.
And I like to go to all the parks. I recently went to Animal Kingdom for the first time about 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my golly
back
goodness.
Again.
All right, I found out what it was.
Nick figured it out.
Can't have four people at the same time, so we'll finagle that. All right.
Okay. And so we got to ask Nancy, what made you want to sign up for WWNT The Dating Game?
It sounded fun.
It does.
It does on paper.
No, we're fine. That was just the look. We at this radio station, we've never had a reason to put four people on the air at the same time.
That's Tom always pushing the boundaries.
We realize now. I got to talk to my engineer and say, "Hey, make this happen
for that show that's on at 9 o'clock." I'm sure he'll be ecstatic. All right. Well, thank you, Nancy. Now we're going to go ahead and ask our three bachelors, not all at the same time, thanks to the limitations of the radio station, to say hello so we can find out how they see how they, you know, you could get a listen to them for the first time. Bachelor number one, say hello to Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. My name is CJ. I am a professional database administrator, a semi-professional podcaster, an aspiring fantasy author, and a lover of all things Disney. Also, I'm from Tampa as well.
Funny, I'm a semi-professional podcaster as well. Moving on. Thank you, CJ. Bachelor number two, Alex.
Pleasure to meet you, Nancy. My name is Alex. I am a theme park operation at Universal. Bit of a Disney nut, not everyone else here. Kind of a gamer, overall kind of geek, like to cosplay and just have a good time.
All right, thank you, Alex. And bachelor number three, Brett.
Hi, Nancy. This is Brett. I'm a teacher up in New England area. I'm a former Disney cast member. And if you're looking for your Prince Charming, then no need to look any further.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. Now, Nancy, it's all up to you. We're gonna get right into this. Let's go ahead and let's ask the first question.
Okay. Bachelor number one, I like to book fast passes for the attractions, but sometimes you still have to wait. What would you do to keep us entertained while waiting to board the attraction?
Well, singing jaunty musicals always passes the time well and also gets people away from you.
That was CJ, right?
Okay.
Yep. Bachelor number two.
Do I need to repeat the question?
No, no, you're good. Alex, you got the question?
I don't think Nick
has.
Oh.
Sorry, I kind of cut out there for a second. Pass the time, just small talk in a sense, and we just go on from there. I've gotten plenty of good, awesome conversations from saying, like, oh, we're in Buzz Lightyear. Look at Buzz himself. He's acting really weird lately. And just kind of go off from there.
That's true. That's usually the thing, you know, most of us do. Like, look at what's broken in this queue. Anyway, I can understand that. Bachelor number three, Brett?
To be honest, to pass the time, one of my favorite things to do would probably just people watch. And we make jokes and just have a good time.
All right. Nancy, you want to go ahead with your second question?
Okay. What land at Magic Kingdom best fits your personality? Bachelor number two.
Well, best fit my personality, I would say, would be Magic Kingdom in a sense, because it's not just...
Well, what land at Magic Kingdom?
I would say kind of the park entirely as a whole. Like, there's a bit of the future, there's a bit of adventure, there's a bit of frontier fantasy, and I kind of like to be a jack-of-all-trades in a sense, and just don't really stick to one idea, but to kind of do multiple ideas at once. Just have, like, go from one idea of, like, oh, the future, to simply just go on an adventure and have fun.
Bachelor number three?
The land I'd choose, probably Frontierland, between Country Bear Jamboree and Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain. I think it includes almost everything you look for, between storytelling and fantasy and thrill. I think it'd be the most entertaining, just like myself.
Good answer.
That was a really good answer.
Bachelor number one.
Definitely would have to say probably Adventureland, because when you take a look at me and you take a look at what we were doing, there's nothing better than a really great adventure.
Just so you know, Michelle's taking notes. Whichever guy Nancy doesn't pick.
Don't tell everyone. Jeez.
I don't know. I'm based on these answers, I might want to go out with one of them. But anyway. All right. Let's move on to the third question.
Awkward. Nancy.
Yep.
The Disney parks are great, but Walt Disney World is a big place. What else would you plan outside of the park for us to do if we spend the day together?
Start with
Bachelor number three.
Yeah.
I think whatever you felt like doing, whether it's going to Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon or maybe go miniature golfing, anything to just have fun and go at our own pace and just something that's chill.
Number one.
There are very few things better than a great romantic dinner at the California Grill.
I want to go.
Bachelor, what are we on? Bachelor 2, Alex?
Outside of Disney parks in general, there are quite a lot of things to do in the Orlando bubble, I would say. I mean, for one, if you want to go for kind of like a high-speed adventure, there is the Grand Prix down the street, as well as there's also the Kissimmee Park. It's a pretty nice guy and made a nice little camping trip.
And there's always theme park connection as well. Wonderful sponsor, but anyway.
That's true.
Nothing can stop Tom from plugging. All right, Nancy, your fourth question?
Which Disney character you relate to and why?
Bachelor number one.
Bachelor one.
I have to say Stitch. Fun, exciting, but also kind of broken and searching for the place in the world.
Number two? We have two on?
Yeah, Alex.
Alex?
I would probably go with Flynn Rider. Not really because of the thieving part. No, more like the, I'm just looking around, looking for a dream, in a sense. I would love to be in a castle. I would love that view. And so, just looking around, going with some people, and trying to find my dream.
And number three?
I'd have to say Woody from Toy Story. Because I like to think of myself as a leader. But most importantly, I'm loyal. Just like Woody, and I'll never forget those who were close to me.
All right, Nancy, your next question.
Okay. How do you like to make each visit to the parks magical?
Bachelor 2?
I personally love the streetmosphere on Main Street, like the Dapper Dan, the Main Street Philharmonic, just seeing them as they pass by, just listening to some of their jams, or if there's a barbershop quartet, just singing along with them. Outside of that, the fireworks are always nice, but you can get a different view from anywhere in the park, especially in Fantasyland, get the surround sound fireworks.
Number three?
To make it most magical, I think it just has to go with the mindset that you enter it with. You just have to let go of being an adult and channel your inner child. And don't try and rush and get everything in. Just go at your own pace and see what you want to see.
Number one?
Simply enough, just take your time. Every time you go to the parks, there's always going to be something new to see, and there's nothing better than trying to experience those with that special someone.
All right. All right, Nancy, this is going to be your last question.
Okay. What Disney song would you choose to do a karaoke duet with?
With you, right? That's the question.
This is for
me. With me.
What
would the song be?
Yeah, if you were going to do a duet with Nancy, I just wanted to clarify for.
I'd go classic and just go A Whole New World, because I'd like think I could definitely show you A Whole New World.
Oh. Michelle liked that one. Anyway, who was that number three?
Yeah, we're on number one.
Number one.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Okay, any reason?
Oh, wait. Any reason?
Not one in particular, other than I can't think of a better song to sing with a special lady.
Okay. And we're on number two.
I'd probably go Jolly Holiday, because being with you would certainly be a jolly holiday. It would be beautiful, bright sky. You would never let the rain get in front of you. It'd always be a bright, sunny day.
All right. Well, Nancy, now you have all your answers, so I'm going to give you a couple moments to think about your options between Bachelor Number 1, Bachelor Number 2, and Bachelor Number 3. While you're thinking that over, we're going to take a word from our sponsor, Michelle.
Is the Disney dating scene getting you down? Well, stop filling your loneliness with Dole Whips and turkey legs. Why not start a love affair that will last a little longer? Theme Park Connection has the Disney memorabilia that you have been searching your whole life for. You can meet the item of your dreams in person at their incredible Orlando retail location near the Florida Mall. Or if you are a little shy, you can find your match online at themeparkconnection.com.
These ads are definitely the story of my life. Like an unreal flashback of the last one telling me I'm never going to love stuff as much as you do. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle, anyway.
That really happened, didn't it?
It did. That was a line. Yeah. I'm never going to love Hollywood studios or stuff as much as you do. It was a real thing that was said. But anyway. Nancy, all right. You've had some time to think about it. Do you have an answer? Do you have one picked out?
I think I do.
Okay, who's it going to be?
I would like to meet Bachelor Number 3.
Bachelor Number 3! Which, of course, is Brett, after I checked the sheet because I can't remember anyone's name. So, why, any particular reason why you chose Bachelor Number 3?
I like a lot of his answers. I've given a lot of thought to what kind of responses I would like to hear that I feel would be an ideal match.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'd like to number one, thank the other two bachelors that were not chosen. Bachelors 1 and 2, thank you very much for your time. But you're not going to leave here empty-handed. We're going to go ahead and send you something courtesy of Theme Park Connection, our wonderful sponsor. So you can fill your life with stuff just like Tom and Nick. And boy. But thank you, boys, very much. If we play again, boys, we'll keep you in the pool, though. We'll help you out.
And we'll pass your number on to Michelle.
Yes.
There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. So, again, yeah, all of our contestants are going to be going home with a prize. Now, let's Bachelor Number 3, who was the one that was chosen, Brett, go ahead and say hi to Nancy. Brett, say hi to each other.
Nancy, how are
Hello.
You? Thank you for
I'm good.
Choosing
how
me.
Are you? You're very welcome.
So what we're going to be doing is Nancy and Brett are going to be going on a dinner date at Walt Disney World, courtesy of Tom Corliss's checkbook. the things I agree to. We'll get that all figured out. Nick will get your Nick has your information. We're going to get that all figured out, and we'll check in on that sometime in the future. We're gonna go ahead and cover that. We'll give you updates on how Nancy and Brett are doing. Congratulations to both of you. Hopefully we've done something of value here, and we'll see how this date goes. We'll get this thing all together. Thank you all very much.
Absolutely. Sounds like fun.
That went much better than I thought, Nick.
I think so.
Once the phone stopped erupting.
Yeah, that was that was really good. Those guys gave some really good answers. I mean, melt your heart answers.
Yeah, no. Yes. So Brett was ready, man. I think Brett earned it, man.
Yeah.
He had some good ones.
All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour in just a moment.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the WDWNT Now Tip of the Week. Now. Yes, advanced dining reservations can be made at Walt Disney World restaurants up to 180 days in advance, but did you know that the credit card guarantee and cancellation policy could be your best friend? Since a 24-hour cancellation is required, if you're having trouble getting a reservation at a particular WDW dining establishment, check frequently throughout the day on the day before you wish to eat there. Cancellations are very common, and even some of the most sought-after reservations at the Vacation Kingdom of the World can be acquired just one day in advance. So for more useful tips and trip planning information, be sure to visit now.wdwnt.com. And that was your WDWNT Now Tip of the Week. Now back to WDW News Tonight. Now.
That didn't seem as ridiculous on paper, but once you...
I knew when I read it out loud, I was like, this is going to be...
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was good.
That was amazing. Man.
We're going to be recording a little bit. We're going to be talking to Brent and Nancy a little bit later on, kind of an after show. We'll record that.
Will we put that on the video feed? Will we stay on the video feed at least?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
We'll stay on the video. So those of you watching... in video, not listening on the radio, stay tuned after 11. We'll stick through and see how that goes.
It was fun doing the little after party last week. So, I don't know, maybe that's a special thing we'll do when Tom and I feel up to it.
Yeah, when Nick isn't photographing farm animals, whatever he's doing next week. More on that later.
That will be a fun time.
Do we even have time for the Target story now?
Yeah, we have time for the Target. So,
okay.
So here's the deal. I like toys.
No.
And we...
Sorry.
Her commentary is my favorite thing ever.
So here's the deal. I've been going frequently because word on the street is that the new wave of Star Wars Black Series might, you know, come out, and the new 3-inch ones should hit the shelves very soon. I need to finish my collection and finish my Force Awakens Star Wars action figure collection. And so I'm hitting the rounds, and I was at Target. Ran to Target before work the other day, and there was this really slow family in front of me. Really slow, and they were taking up the entire aisle.
How slow were they?
They were taking up the entire aisle. So I kind of ran around them, and the dad gave me a weird look, but I kind of went, and I ran over to the toy aisle and started looking around. And then I, all of a sudden, I'm looking, I'm shifting through the figures and stuff, and then this little kid comes over, and he's really, really sad, and he actually says, "Mommy, why do all the nerds have to take all the Star Wars action figures and leave none for me?" The worst part about it was the mom then looks at me while I'm looking through the toys and says, "I don't know. Why do the nerds have to look through all the have to sift through all the action figures and buy them all up?" And like I was like, "Are you serious?"
I have a couple of similar. I don't think we have time right now. I have a couple of similar stories.
It was weird. It was really, really. It was an uncomfortable situation. It was kind of like. It was kind of embarrassing, and then, but you know, the kid started, you know, like was upset about it, and then the dad was standing there. This was the good part. I said, the dad kind of looked up from what he was doing. He was embarrassed what the mom was doing. He looked up at me with this like smirk on his face. He was like kind of smiling, like not evil, but just like, oh my God, he's getting it. And I went over to the dad and I said, "Someday this will be your kid." And he laughed at it. I don't think the mom liked it, but anyway, that's my story. I have every
that's a
right.
Shame. That's not so. See, right usually your stories are funny, and I laugh. It's actually kind of sad.
We'll be back next hour.
And we're back. Welcome back to WW News Tonight, Hour 2. Just beginning. Coming up next week, Nick is photographing animals. So we're going to do something a little special next week. We will not be on the radio next week. As part of the WDWNT podcast, we're doing Listener Appreciation Month. We're doing a whole lot of fun stuff. We're actually recording on Sunday and Monday. We're recording segments with a couple of people who are trying out to be new podcast staff and possibly new people who will appear as one of our panelists here on WDW News Tonight as well.
That'd be cool.
So what we're going to do next Wednesday night in this usual time slot instead of News Tonight, if you come to listen.wdwnt.com, we're going to run those two segments, and you there in the chat can be our focus group of sorts and let us know what you think about the people who tried out, if you like them, if you didn't, and that will be taken under strong advisement. So the future, the very future of the WDW News Today podcast is kind of in your hands, which you could see what Nick was doing, but his laptop died, so Nick is now... I'm going to be the only one on video again, as usual.
I'll walk in there and give the people a thrill.
Whoa! I don't know what that means.
I crack myself
but all right.
up.
Oh. Dancing with Ronald Reagan, maybe in there.
That's right.
Anyway.
I throw you off? Sorry.
Yeah, it's for ourselves.
Yes. Do you want me to tweet live photos of cattle and
pigs and
goats?
Can you explain? Please tell people what you're doing next.
It is the Southeastern Youth Fair that is in Ocala, Florida. Ocala is a... it's known for its horses. It's known for its livestock, things like
as
that.
As opposed to Apopka, which, of course, is the indoor plant...
capital of the world.
Yes.
Yes. And potatoes.
Wait, what?
And potato. Well, Apopka
means
potato.
It's the indoor potato capital?
Well, no. Apopka means potatoes.
Oh, that's right.
It's an Indian word. The Indians grew lots of potatoes here.
All right.
Which is weird that nobody
anyway,
else
yes.
does.
So I'm one of the official photographers of the Southeastern Youth Fair, and I will be taking pictures of kids with their livestock, with their cattle, their goats, their pigs, if you will, and this is the moment just before that livestock goes to slaughter.
I was just going to say, and then...
They get auctioned off.
And
you
get bacon.
Yeah, so the kids parade these animals around, are very attached to them,
How
want pictures of them.
That?
You know, I've had some moments since I moved here where it's like, well, this is certainly different. But if there's anything... I've never had a rougher transition from New York to Florida than hearing that one of my friends is going to photo livestock with children before it is murdered. It's the most southern thing I've heard in my 3 years in Florida.
I assimilated into the culture.
You sure did. You're going to come back in jean overalls? Is that going to happen?
Yeah. All right. So in a few minutes, we'll bring on our panelists. For our discussion, what are we discussing this week?
In honor of it's President's Day week, so often the attractions that feature presidents, the American Adventure, the Hall of Presidents, are often considered perhaps the most quote unquote boring attractions at Walt Disney World. So, we'll talk about it. So, what I want to do this week is talk about what are actually the most boring things to do at Walt Disney World. What are the things at Walt Disney World that aren't necessarily terrible, but what are things that just bore you that you people say you want to go do this and you're kind of like, I don't know.
I was wondering the connection there. I didn't make that.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. I don't expect
I guess
you to remember.
No, I don't know.
But, you know.
All right, so we'll do that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can save up to 25% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stay most nights April 14th through June 11th of 2016 when you book by March 31st of 2016. You can also ask about other great rates for stays most nights February 22nd through April 13th. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
Dating as a single Disney fan can be tough. No one wants to eat a PR guest alone. And who wants to always ride single rider? That's why we here at WWNT made a brand new dating app just for Disney fans. It's called Fast X Plus. We've had top scientists work on our algorithm. Their recipe for a perfect match is simple. If it moves and it's near you in a Disney theme park, it will show up on your feed. Rest assured that Fast X Plus is working hard to pair you with your mutual attractions. Get it? Attractions. All you need to do is swipe left and right. It's so easy, even Tom Corliss is a frequent user.
Frozen shirt, left, we're in Harry Potter robe. Ooh, Horizon's hat. All right, that's a right. Favorite attraction is flying carpets. Left, she likes Everest in its current state. Ugh, left. I didn't know you could do that with a churro. Right indeed.
Once you've met your match, you simply rate the attraction in terms of A, B, C, D, or marriage material, e-ticket, based on such factors as thrill, fun for the whole family, and of course, re-rideability. Ladies, don't settle for any LaFools while looking for your Gaston. Download Fast X Plus today.
Seriously? Your profile picture has a shirt with a turkey leg stain on it? Left. Bald. Fat. Bald. Fat and bald. Oh, he's at the Frozen sing-along right now. For the first time in forever, I'm swiping right.
Fast X Plus moves you to the front of the queue of the Disney dating field. Make your rainbow connection today, because everyone is someone's e-ticket.
And we're back. Welcome back to WWE News Tonight. We're going to have the in-depth discussion in a second. I want to comment on a few things going on in the chat. A lot of people were commenting on our ad that played, followed by an ad for Christian school. It's WDW News Tonight. We do get a little bit on the edgy side
the
sometimes.
The juxtaposition there.
A warning for everybody. So this isn't WDW Radio. We have a bit of fun. I will keep that in mind for other people. A lot of people said, or commenting, like, See It Relate's never coming back. See It Relate's coming back. We will still do See It Relate from time to time. This is not See It Relate. This is something a little different. We have a little bit of fun. We do some serious conversations as well. We do a little bit of everything in this show. It's a completely different beast. But See It Relate will be back. That's still my favorite thing we do. And there is in no way, any chance, I will never not do that show.
Excellent.
But anyway. Let's go ahead. We're going to do our in-depth discussion for this week. So let's bring in our panel, Jason Diffendahl, Ron Deanna, joining us via satellite or whatever you want to call it this week. Jason, what? Can we bring Jason? Bring Jason, I can't see the theater.
Well, why not?
Your giant sorcerer's hat is blocking the beautiful Chinese theater.
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to need you to remove your giant hat so we can see the theater.
Man. All right.
All right. That's much better.
There you go.
Anyway.
Hey, howdy, hey, everybody. Yeah.
Ron's there with a big pop vinyl.
Aloha.
Yeah.
So for people only listen, if there are people just listening to the audio, you must watch the feed as well.
Listen. There are things sometimes that are going to be video related, like Jason wearing a big sorcerer's hat. Jason's backdrop right now is the Chinese theater. Jason went out and bought a green screen this week.
See how that's working.
We're trying some stuff. It looks pretty good, the green screen. It's working.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We got to get something back here other than President Reagan.
Oh,
Ronald Reagan. I love you.
Well, yeah. Next week, I'm going to put Ronald Reagan on my green screen.
Yeah, there you go. just repeating Ronald Reagan faces. There you go.
You could have people tearing down the Berlin Wall in the back of you, and Tom will have Reagan in the back of him.
Yeah. Oh, that'll work.
Or you should have Ronald Reagan yelling, "Tear down this hat." theater. No.
Love it.
Give me the hook. Anyway, our discussion this week is an interesting one, a little fun one. I know we've been a little more serious the last couple of weeks, but I want to talk about things you find boring at Walt Disney World. Let's talk about attractions. I want to open it, Michelle and Nick. You guys were kind of complaining about me saying the Hall of Presidents or the American Adventure were boring. I want to hear about that.
I don't think the American Adventure is boring. I think Hall of Presidents has its boring moments. That's okay. Where you go if you need a nap and it's really hot.
I really enjoy both of those, actually. Like, but I'm a history nerd.
I don't
nerd.
Hate them. And again, this is not a segment about things we dislike necessarily, but things that you might consider boring at times.
I could see how it can be considered boring.
Those aren't attractions you can do every week. Like, that's not a thing as a local that I can go see every week.
I will say, if I had to pick an attraction that I've fallen asleep at the most, it would be Carousel of Progress.
Oh, I love Carousel of Progress.
Well, so do I. But...
yeah, but you've fallen asleep at that the most probably because you've gone on that more
You're not missing anything,
than Hall
yeah.
of Presidents.
Mm-hmm. Also, typically, you probably go in there after we've been at a park for 12 hours.
I think there's something to the moving theater, too. I think,
lulls you to sleep.
Right.
Yes.
It's also never a full theater, so you kind of always have some space to yourself.
Yeah.
It is a good place to sleep.
And we know they won't take you out between shows if you're asleep.
That's true. Remember when John fell asleep in there and he woke up back in the same scene? He's like, how did that happen?
They just left him in there?
They let him go around.
That was nice.
So he had audio. Luckily, he was mic'd. So he has audio of him sleeping through and the whole show restarting and he just keeps going around.
And there's audio of people coming up. Should we wake him up? just let him be.
I've fallen asleep in Carousel Progress. I think it's been on the 24-hour days, but I have.
Yeah, I used it to take a nap on the 24-hour days, so I was right. At least safe enough to drive to the airport.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one. Hall of Presidents isn't long enough for me to fall asleep in. American Adventure is. Absolutely American Adventure. I can... once I hear that ridiculous song about the pilgrims, I can go to bed.
Two brothers.
Well, no, that's
that
in
part,
the middle.
That part, yeah, that part's Cannonball a little rough.
Pay no mind, and I'm not going to pay no mind either as I sleep through the rest of the show.
But it's good when you, when it's the first time you've seen it. It's really
a great
good.
Show. It's a fantastic
great attraction.
Show.
Yes, it is. Yep.
And if you've seen it before, I can see where you just get kind of.
Yeah, I think everyone knows the one I'm going to bring up. I'm going to bring up Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Oh. The opening and close are fantastic. That middle section with the globe is boring.
Especially if you can't see the globe from where you are.
People think the show's over. They start leaving.
Yeah.
The concept was great, but they really need some sort of narration to go over the music.
Storytelling-wise, it's fantastic. Not even that. They probably just need more lights. They need more going on during that storytelling portion, at least to tell people, hey, this is still happening. You know, it's not a bad show.
It's probably people thinking they're in customs at them, since it's the same music at that point.
Oh, boy. So any other attractions? People fall asleep and think are boring, don't want to do all the time.
Walt Disney World Railroad.
Michelle said Tiki Room, which has me angry.
That's very angry.
Nobody goes in it anymore.
It was packed. I went into a full show last week.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's also only like 12 minutes long now.
The funny thing is the guy next to us in the queue caught Tom mouthing all the words to the pre-show. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you must know this attraction by heart. How many times have you been on this?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like 1,700.
A couple hundred, maybe.
Jeez. I think the absolute worst has to be Reflections of China.
Yeah, I had that on the list, too.
Wow.
China's pretty boring.
Any of those.
Well, I'd say
Canada's at least got some entertaining moments.
Oh, Canada's
well, now
cool.
It does, yeah. Canada and Norway's not that.
I went
we
with
don't have
France.
To worry about Norway anymore.
Yeah.
I went with Impressions de France.
Look, I'm doing the kid touching the boat.
Oh, I like that part.
I think France is a better movie than China, but you do tend to fall asleep more because at least you're sitting down.
France is better, but also that music will put you to sleep. The China music will put you to sleep, too, actually. It's all very slow.
Don't you have to stand up in China?
You do, but you can lean on the rail and fall asleep. I call it lean rail.
You also be kept awake by the chatter of people going, is this a racist? I can't tell.
Confucius say China film, very racist.
Yeah. how about the Walt Disney World Railroad?
Yeah. Which is funny because Disneyland, especially what all they're adding, but the Disneyland Railroad's so interesting.
Yeah.
There's so
it
much
is.
Cool stuff to look at.
Yep.
But
there's nothing.
Walt
on
Disney World Railroad, there's swamp, 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 back of a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I mean,
swamp.
The most exciting part of the railroad is when you get to see backstage at Toontown or Mickey's
really not even that much
birthday
storybook
land.
Storybook Circus?
Storybook
what
Circus.
What year?
No, you get to see
call it now.
The
water
from the train.
Splash Mountain?
The Mountain Railroad.
Oh, the Big Thunder scene is the only good thing about our railroad. Like, that going through tumbleweed is really neat.
I like that part.
Yeah.
I'd actually argue that, because Tom had one, Illuminations, that he admits part of it isn't boring, right?
Oh, no. Parts of it, it's a fantastic show. There's just that middle part that's kind of boring.
Well, then I'm going with New Test Track.
I can see that.
Until the end.
Because it's all boring.
we have turned on New Test Track, everyone on the staff.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
I agree.
Miss Sherry. I'll tell you this. If you miss old Test Track, starting with episode 351 of the podcast, we're debuting finally a new open of the whole show. It's very Test Track heavy. We'll give you a little tease on it. It's neat. I'm very happy with it. Anyway. Restaurants deemed boring?
You know, Journey into Imagination is kind of boring now.
Journey into Imagination with Figment's boring. I don't know if that's boring or terrible. It's one of them.
Yeah, it's more like annoying.
It's hard to sleep when they're blowing fart smells in your face. Whatever.
It's just not good, I guess.
It's very bad.
I think for adults, you're going to have to say the Speedway is boring.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I would have thought that, too. If you go on it with kids, then it's really funny. If you go on it by yourself, yes, it's boring. If you go on it with kids, I took my kids on it the last time we went for the first time. They both were old enough to go on it. And I rode with one and my wife rode with the other on tracks adjacent. And we were having such a blast. It was hilarious.
And see, when I ride it, I spend the whole time yelling at the other cars that they've made a horrible mistake. So it's very enjoyable.
Hey, last time I was on it, you dragged me on it on the 24-hour day.
Oh, because I had to do... my plan was to do every attraction in the park.
That's a good plan.
For 24-hour day. So what?
Even the teacups?
We did everything.
I can't do the teacups.
Every last attraction.
I don't know how you, Jose, and I fit in a single teacup.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, I remember hitting my knee on the door and like yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
So you get cranky when you're sleepy? Is that what we're to understand?
Yes.
But, no comment means, he gets really cranky.
It's only funny when you make fun of Nick, not me.
I don't know you enough to make fun of you.
Don't worry, there'll be enough material after 1 week of this show.
Okay. Electric Umbrella, boring.
Oh, for restaurants?
Yeah, boring. Yeah.
What about the second level,
Second level.
That brings it up to boring.
There's like wall carpet up there. And, come on, it's 80s Epcot. It's very 80s Epcot. There's nothing boring about 80s Epcot.
They took out the talking trash can, right?
No, it's downstairs.
Well, that's entertaining, at least for a half a second.
Well, you're getting ketchup.
Remember when I convinced Jose there was a talking toilet over there? Jason, were you around for that?
Wow.
At Epcot.
Because there was the talking trash can and there's the talking water fountain.
Yes.
So I convinced him, these have a talking toilet, too. And he believed me. That was amazing.
He went in looking for it, didn't he?
No, I sent him in there and then I started making a voice. So we're in the bathroom and he goes in the stall and I start talking like I'm the toilet.
Stop.
This is a real thing that happened. I'm hungry for your pee. And then some guy walks in and we're all like, oh, we're the biggest bunch of idiots.
Wow, what was the look that he gave?
The guy just like went about his business. He's like, these people are clearly deranged. I'm gonna
If only you had that recorded. That
I wish. It was amazing. Adam was like on the floor in the corner dying.
Ew, the floor of the bathroom?
Well, no,
gross.
He stepped outside and then he was on.
But they actually do that at Universal.
Actually do
with
what?
With the Myrtle in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, Myrtle talk. Yeah, Moaning Myrtle, yeah.
That was definitely...
That freaked me out the first time because I've never read the books or I hadn't seen the movies at that point either. So I didn't know what was going on. I thought someone was, like, injured in the bathroom or something. It was creepy.
Hmm.
But, yeah. So boring. Electric Umbrella's a boring... I think Flame Tree Barbecue's boring.
Yeah, there's nothing to it.
Yeah. I also don't like the food.
I think
Le Cellier is boring.
Yeah, the food's great, but you're right. The interior's kind of...
The food is great. The atmosphere is so bland, and it's so confining because of the low ceilings.
Yeah.
Like, you think about it. Disney restaurants generally do not have low ceilings.
It's true.
And that
I mean,
one
that
does,
was a design choice of the restaurant, but yeah.
Well, I know, because it's supposed to be the basement, but that was... It's still, you know... people should have 9 or 10 foot ceilings in their cellars, if you ask me. Or at least Disney should.
Canadian cellars are very small, Jason. You should know that.
Apparently they are.
The commissary. Just boring.
ABC commissary.
Yeah, that's
a bad one.
Yeah, that one's terrible. Although you do get to watch. That one's
ABC
hard.
Because,
yeah, they do have the clip show at least, so there is something to watch.
Well, they updated that since like Drew Carey was on the air.
It gets updated a lot more frequently than you think. Like, I go in there every couple of weeks and there's a different loop. Like, wow. They do like mid-season break, they redo the loop.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, the decor-wise, it's pretty, yeah. Mama Melrose is, that's across the board terrible. Not just decor, but the inside of that's kind of, eh. I don't.
Pizza Planet got that way too, but like as it slowly
better watch
died,
out, man.
The game's out.
There are so many people that love Pizza Planet. I can't believe the outpouring of love that thing got before it went down.
Makes no sense.
Unbelievable.
I'd rather have a Pizza Hot Pocket.
That sounds delicious.
A Pizza Hot Pocket?
That would be better than anything at that restaurant.
It's probably valid. You know, I ate at Studio Catering Company this weekend, and it was actually really fantastic. And now I'm sad they're closing. I had like some sandwich with horseradish sauce, and the bread was really good. I was surprised.
Well, maybe they'll move the food, you know, to somewhere else when they close.
I also got upsold on the Lady and the Tramp red velvet cupcake.
Mm.
Because I like Lady and the Tramp, so I bought a cupcake.
Did somebody share it with you?
No.
No, he didn't have the app. There was no swiping in the app that day, so he had to eat by himself.
I eat my cupcake alone. Oh boy,
Lights Motors was always a boring show, even the first time you see it. I think
the problem with Lights Motors action is, unlike Indy, they figured out this formula where they keep you at least entertained between the stunts. Lights Motors action, they do not keep you entertained. The stunts themselves, the people are very talented. They're very cool. But the 25 minutes of non-action in that show are horrendous.
I haven't seen it since I saw it the first time. The first time I saw it, I thought it was cool.
It really is a 10-minute show crammed into half an hour.
Yeah. It's neat.
What's the middle part where they're not doing stunts? They're so talking about behind the scenes and how you do stuff.
They just talk a lot, yeah.
There's a part where Lightning McQueen comes out and kind of chases a gremlin around.
Yeah, oh, I haven't seen it since
there
the cars
at the beginning.
Did.
Well, yeah, you have until April 2nd.
Better hurry.
All right. I'll go this weekend.
There you go. So, yeah.
Nick, other what are you doing this weekend?
Apparently going to Lights Motors Action.
Nick's got to go see Lights Motors Action.
Uh-huh.
He likes cars.
I do.
He does. Do you like Lights Motors Action?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's awful. The only part I like is when they trick the little kid into thinking he's driving.
But he gets that pin. I need to get the pin. I got to figure it out.
Can we do that?
Well, shouldn't all the leftover pins be coming to Theme Park Connection after April 2nd?
We can only hope.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Why did they move their location?
What, Theme Park Connection?
Yeah, they used to be right by my house. Now they're not.
Yeah, we moved in November of 13. It's been
Why?
A while. Yeah, we've been at the new place for over 2 years now.
Well, now you know the last time I went.
Well, you should stop by. We have great stuff. ThemeParkConnection.com.
I think she knows coffee mugs.
She's read that website like 3 or 4 times already today.
So plug it again. How about other things? Things that aren't attractions or restaurants. What else is boring?
The most boring thing anywhere on property is the exit hall from Mission Space.
Oh, but come on. Destiny plays.
Every time Destiny plays, I can just think of Adam Roth singing as he did in the Christmas podcast parade 5 or 6 years ago.
The best, man.
Universe of Energy, done and done.
It's not terrible.
It's long.
It's pretty boring.
It's very long.
It's
the coolest
so
part of the dinosaur
one-liners.
Part. That's all you want to see.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I love
the Ellen part.
The Ellen part.
The ding
parts.
Dang.
Stupid Judy.
Yeah, actually, the pre-show is really good.
The pre-show is good. You think about that next time, because you're late.
Yeah. If only Bill Nye the Science Guy was still relevant.
He's more relevant. Well, no, he's that's your back. Ellen came back.
Sort of.
Ellen has Ellen was a design challenge now.
Yeah, so she wasn't relevant.
Doesn't appear on.
Like when it opened, and then he was, and then she became famous, super famous, and yeah. he became unfamous.
And now there's Ellen's design challenge, which I watched part of the other day, and Ellen was not on it anywhere.
Oh.
I'm like, what is this? What is
not that even on, like, at the end? She doesn't give notes or anything?
That's got to be on, like, HGTV.
She's probably on the end. No, it's on, I think it's on ABC.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's on a, I don't think it's on HGTV. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's on my TiVo. That's all I can tell you.
I'll see. Bad stores.
Anyone got anything else?
The shop in China I've never thought was interesting. Or Mexico.
In China, really?
Compared to, like, Mitsukoshi's, it's just horrible.
Anything compared to Mitsukoshi. I mean, that's because we like nerdy garbage.
And the shop in China sells Chinese junk for the most part.
But it feels like the bad shop at an airport. Like, same thing with Mexico. It's all just feels low end.
I like to stop junk. At the duty free shop.
The All-Star Resort. Boring.
With the decades?
Yes, boring.
Well, that's
pop. That's pop.
Pop is the decades.
They both suck.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Boring.
I like to walk around that big loop, though. That's my favorite thing. I'll go there and just walk.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Oh, around the Hourglass Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Michelle's definitely the biggest nerd in this group. By far.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway.
Going shopping for those Star Wars action figures.
I like
All-Star
just because I stayed there so many times, though.
Oh, really? No.
I did.
Doesn't work.
Especially, like, my website traveling years. It was always the cheapest, so I always just popped into All-Star. So.
I've never stayed there.
It's all right. It's decent.
No, I take that back. No, I don't. I think
Pop's worth the extra $10 a night.
Jason said that, and then the first time I ever stayed at Pop, I stayed with Jason for an event. And, like, bugs attacked us, and there was a wet spot in the carpet, and just everything went wrong in that hotel room.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's brought up anything at the Animal Kingdom.
It's so well designed everywhere.
Rafiki's Planet Watch.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I've had to take that train three consecutive weekends now. That whole experience is just the worst.
The train's not as fun terrible. As it could be. Like you're like, oh, I'm going to get to see behind the scenes where the animals live, and then it just smells.
It's lame.
No, you're not.
Lamer than FDR's leg.
And there's never any vets working on animals through the windows.
Like, you got to go at like 9 in the morning, and who the hell's going back there at 9 in the morning?
But if you do, it's really, really cool.
That's fantastic. I'd love to see that stuff. I would, if they told me there's going to be an animal operation at 1 o'clock, I'll be there.
Yeah, but you
But otherwise, there's the lady sitting there with the fake animal poop.
You going to take out the funny bone?
You and three-quarters of the entire park would go back there.
I still don't think the rest of the park would sacrifice their Everest ride or their Lion King Fast Pass.
No, probably not. Probably not. There.
I think they only go back there now because there's meet and greets.
Well, to get their Wilderness Explorers buttons or
and their badge, and now their
Lion Guard
Adventure button.
Yeah.
Like Nick dragged me through.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that our next thing to do?
Me and Tom did it. We had an adventure. I'll let you listen to the audio.
Nice.
It was ridiculous.
It's bonkers.
How did we not mention Disney Quest?
Oh, boy. Because most of it's closed. What's left? The alien encounter thing's still functioning. Pirates is fun.
Pirates is the best attraction in Disney Quest.
It's the only valuable attraction. I mean, Astro Blaster's kind of fun if they work.
Am I the only one who likes the river one?
Virtual Jungle Cruise?
That never works for me.
I fell off the back of that raft so many times.
I miss the little underground cars you could drive. Like,
they were the coolest thing. Too bad one caught on fire.
Did one catch on fire?
That's why they closed it. That's why they closed it, because one caught on fire and they couldn't put it out because it was under the floor.
No, you know what's really fun is the parents who can't find their kids who take the slide two floors down.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. How about the main aquarium at the Living Seas?
Oh, no. It's,
no.
I love that.
They do those presentations like several times a day still.
But it used to be so much better.
I can just stare at
manatees. What was different? I don't notice anything.
It used to have a lot more fish in there, and it's like so empty now compared to what it used to be.
Well, now they eat those fish.
That's because the restaurant got busy.
I guess. The big grouper is gone. That giant grouper that used to hang at the bottom, he's gone. But
I hardly know her.
I did the two dive quest things last time I was down in April, so I spent a lot of time in that tank.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you do the dive quest, it's fun, but, you know, when you're standing there and there's nothing to see because nothing swims by you for, I don't know, 10 minutes at a time, I just think, you know, for the amount of expense it must cost to keep that thing up and running, there's surprisingly little in there. That's all I'm saying. It's not necessarily boring. It's actually much more disappointing to me.
You know what's really boring? Living with the lamb.
No, stop. No. You're just saying that to incite people.
I love that.
No, I hate living with the
lamb. Do you really?
Well, my ex used to.
I liked it when it was Listen
on.
To the Land.
Listen to the Land.
Yeah.
Symphony,
Listen to that
the Land
opening
was the
scene,
best.
The Symphony of the Seed, was awesome. Yep. To lose that and the song. Yeah.
Let's
song
listen
was
to
the
land
best.
We all love. Nature's land will shine above. Listen to
land.
Now you're going to start a sing-along.
Listen to land. Is that a bad
Just
thing?
Just make believe.
Not at this point.
You're
is anybody
is anybody still listening?
No, anybody in the chat throwing out any of their
see,
most boring
what the chat has to say.
Boring things? You can tweet us at WDWNT. Use the hashtag, I think, WDW tonight.
On your day of birth. Let's listen to
Big River Grill is a really boring restaurant. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's
Someone
a good one.
Asked why Michelle doesn't have a camera.
Yeah, I'm getting that
why
a lot
doesn't
on Twitter.
Have a camera?
Yeah. They don't want to stare at us.
No.
I don't want to stare at us.
That's why I said I would join you and give the audience a thrill.
Thanks. So kind. You're going to fit right in. You're mean like the rest of us. Disney Quest doesn't even count anymore. I don't think it's closing at this point. We still got to talk about that. Paradise Pier Hotel is pretty boring. We're not talking about Disneyland, but yeah. Paradise Pier Hotel should catch fire and no one should be able to put it out. No one in it, of course. Everyone should survive. But.
They should evacuate first.
Caribbean Beach? Caribbean Beach
I
is
love
awesome.
The Caribbean Beach.
That's nice. I was trying to think of the most boring.
Their restaurant is boring, though. Hotel.
Caribbean Beach?
The South Garden.
Shutters?
Oh, I don't know. The one that was there before Shutters.
It's always been Shutters, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's...
No, there's one in the bar area before.
Yeah, there was like... there's like a quick... Sort of like a quick service thing or something.
Well, there's quick service there also, but...
I don't know. I'm still dating myself.
Isn't it the Port Royale?
Yeah, old Port Royale.
Port Royale
that's
is
right.
the counter serve.
But that's the... No, Old Port Royale is the main building which houses check-in and the shop and the restaurants and everything.
Yeah.
So what's
what
the
do they
name?
Call the food court?
No, that's Old Port Royale.
Is it?
Yeah, check-in's its own thing.
Check-in's
it's
a
separate
building.
Yeah. Port Royale is way in the back by the pool and everything.
But that's where Shutters and everything is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, which Shutters is by far the single most underrated restaurant at any Disney park or resort.
That's a different top 10.
Shutters is fantastic.
You're getting off target. That's a different top 10.
I know. All the right. last like two or three times I went there, blown away.
Hmm. Well,
boring place to stay, the Garden Wing of the Contemporary, if you get stuck out there.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing.
That's excellent.
Those are the low ones, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's the old building.
Tower.
I used to stay there a lot when I was a kid because that's what...
well, there were two Garden Wings.
Yeah,
point,
yeah. You know? But those were the cheap rooms, so that's where we stayed. And, yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the blandest hotel you could think of.
Yeah. Yep. It still is, and the best part is they remodeled the rooms, but they based them on the new rooms in the... main building, so there's weird design elements that don't make sense. So, like, the bathrooms in the Garden Wing, like, there's the toilet, but then, like, in front of the toilet, there's about, I don't know, like, 20 feet of space. There's not, like, a mirror or anything there. The mirror and everything's outside. It's just like it's a long hallway with a toilet in it. It doesn't make any sense. It's the weirdest thing. Any other boring things at Walt Disney World? Any recreation? Anyone think of the recreation's cool? I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, recreation's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people, I know a lot of people would think the Fairways course at Fantasia.
Fairways? That's boring.
Well, I think
it's so
too.
Hard. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It gets interesting because everyone starts cursing at each other and swinging golf clubs at one another.
Like, yeah, golf? I mean, this
the time that I played that. The time that I played that, it was hilarious because it's unlike any. It's not a miniature golf course.
No,
it's
like, really golf. Difficult.
Like a medium sized golf course that you play with putters. I don't know, but yeah, it's really different, which makes it a lot of fun. Not necessarily for kids, though.
No, don't bring your kids.
There's the restaurant in the Floridian that now has the character breakfast, but before
1900 Park Fair.
Yeah, that used to be super
boring.
Oh, it's a good restaurant, but the decor is pretty.
Yeah, it looks like you're in a convention center. It has no decor.
No comment. I love my Grand Floridian.
Every part of it?
You don't have to.
Except Narcoosies. That could sink into the ocean.
I like Narcoosies.
No, of course you like Narcoosies.
What's wrong with Narcoosies? It's on the water. It's
romantic. Let me begin by reading you the menu. Anyway.
What's wrong with the menu? I don't know. I had a very nice date there once.
Okay.
Once.
I'll have to go try Narcoosies again. That and Fulton's. I got to go to Fulton's soon before they close.
Maybe you should send the Nancy and Brett there as the,
so they can review it. We can kill two birds with one stone.
That way you have to write a review
and go on a date at the same time.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go to Narcoosies.
That's brilliant, Jason.
Isn't it seafood? I remember having really
according
good
to the boat captain who inspired our fake character who makes up things that aren't real. It's famous for its Italian food. So, true story, we had a boat captain who kept citing incorrect facts about Disney World, and as we were passing, he goes, famous for their Italian food, there's Narcoosies. And I look over, I'm like, pretty sure it's a seafood.
Right? Did he inspire the character on the...
He's the inspiration for Frankie Fact.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why he's a boat captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Anything else? Anybody got anything else?
I mean, let's see, we got...
If not, I have more than enough to do. Still on this show.
Well, I'm trying to think. So we got Hall of Presidents at Magic Kingdom, plus, you know, Tomorrowland Speedway. We've got Energy, American Adventure at Epcot. We've got Test Track. Well,
LMA at Studios.
And what attraction do we have at Animal Kingdom? Do we pick an attraction?
We said Planet Watch and the train.
I guess that counts, yeah.
That counts.
I will actually say Stitch is more boring than it is bad at the Magic Kingdom today.
I think it's more bad than it is boring. I at least enjoy...
I think it's just horrendous.
I enjoy the lighting and sound effects and the animatronics.
I like the pre-show videos.
Yeah. I like saying hi to Skippy. I miss Skippy.
No, Tom will give me crap for this one, but any daytime parade before the new one.
Oh, get out of here!
The one in the globes. I like the one in
share
the globes.
Share a dream come true.
Yes, when everyone passed out from heat exhaustion.
My personal favorite is still the one after when they took the globes off.
When it was the snow globes without the globe.
Yeah, I like that parade. I'm trying to think, the only one I haven't liked in my lifetime was Mickey Mania. And it's only because the song drove me crazy. But
how about the games in Spaceship Earth? What's that area called?
Oh, yeah, Project Tomorrow. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I've never spent any time doing that.
Good, don't. Save your time.
Boring. Bad. Waiting for your picture to come up on the big screen. Boring.
Did we mention
Circle of Life?
Yeah.
There is a shuffleboard.
You shuffle energy into the plants. Yeah.
All right, well, we have a fairly long Back to the Future thing we got to do still.
Oh, all right.
But, Jason, I want you to hang around, because, Jason, you requested this one last week.
Okay.
So I want you to hang around for it. Nick, are we ready? Are we going to take a break, or we want to just go for it?
We'll take a short break.
All right, let's take a short break.
And then we'll be back with Back to the Future.
Time travelers, fasten your seatbelt and remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the Time Rover. Time travel commencing in T-minus 10 seconds.
All right, well, we said we're going to switch things up here. We've done This Week in Disney History in this segment before. This time we're doing It Never Happened. This is going to be stuff that never was built, never happened. Jason brought this up last week, so I figured we'd talk about it. Disney's America was going to be a theme park that would have been built on 3,000 acres in Haymarket, Virginia. Where is that? I have no idea. It's somewhere near... No,
it's not far from Washington, D.C.
Yeah. The project was officially announced on November 11, 1993. The park would have been centered around the history of the United States. The park would have become Michael Eisner's dream project at the time. Eisner loved the idea and rallied support of the then outgoing governor of Virginia, Douglas Wilder, and the incoming governor, George Allen. Although the local government could have been won over, citizens would not be. They did not agree at Disney. They did not agree Disney could represent the history of the United States as well as their own town, and eventually, because of this, other financial reasons, Disney's America was canceled. The project would later be revived as a proposed replacement for Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. After all hopes had been abandoned for Disney's America, though, many designs were reworked and incorporated into Disney's California Adventure at the Disneyland Resort. We saw how well that turned out. But Disney's America, of course, was designed and planned as a complement to the monuments, museums, and national treasures of Washington, D.C., which Jason said was not far away. Disney described the park as a venue for people of all ages to discuss the future of and learn more about our nation's history by living it. The park would offer guests ride shows and interactive experiences about the history, present, and future of America. The park was designed as a timeline starting in the mid-1860s and going back in history or forwards into the future. Plans for Disney's America consisted of 9 themed areas I'll talk about real briefly. There was Crossroads USA, which would have been a Civil War era village, the hub of the park. There would be Native America at 1600 to 1810, and the timeline for that land would have recreated the Powhatan Native American village, specifically themed to Disney's Pocahontas movie. Because that wouldn't have made anyone upset.
No,
right?
That's right. Yeah, sure. Let's just plug the movie while we're right? At this historical theme park.
In that land, you would have the Lewis and Clark Expedition, a whitewater raft ride, which eventually became Grizzly River Run in a lot of ways. There was the Civil War fort from 1850 to 1870 would be the timeline there. Recreate an authentic fort of the time, which would be home to the Circle Vision 360 movie about the Civil War. There was also We the People, which covered 1870 to 1930. We the People would feature a replica of the building at Ellis Island, which, of course, served as the gateway for many immigrants. And what says immigration better than a Muppets attraction, which would have been there, which would have showcased the Muppets in a musical show about immigration.
Oh,
immigration,
my Lord.
What a show. No. State Fair, 1930 to 1945, would have basically been Paradise Pier, but more of a Coney Island theme. With a 60-foot Ferris wheel and a wooden roller coaster. Of course, those became the Sun Wheel and California Screamin'. There was the Family Farm, which is where Nick's going to photo next week, I believe. That became Bountiful Valley Farm at California Adventure. There's President's Square, which had the Hall of Presidents. There was Enterprise, which was, of course, the recreation of American factory town, which had the Industrial Revolution, which was the e-ticket roller coaster attraction, where guests would ride through a turn-of-the-century steel mill.
What?
Including go through a blast furnace.
Wow.
Victory Field, of course, was an old airfield, which had Soarin'. And Disney America would also offer more than just a theme park. The project also called for a water park, a 27-hole golf course, 300 campsites, and 1.3 million square feet of retail and entertainment in a district all its own. In addition, the park would feature an in-park hotel, which would have allowed you to stay in 19th century Civil War era lodging.
And if you needed maid service, you just fired your weapons and they came.
The most interesting part of this, I think, was they were going to convert Knott's Berry Farm, but the Knott's family was worried in the end that Disney would change too much of their beloved family park, which is funny because then they sold the park to Cedar Fair, who removed way more of the original park than Disney ever planned to. So Funny how that happened. And, of course, a lot of those attractions went on to be built for California Adventure. They saved a lot of money by not having to design them again. Grizzly River Run, Soarin', Screamin', Fun Wheel, all of that came out of Disney's America, funny enough. So, yeah, Disney's America never happened, but in honor of President's Week, we gave you a brief history. I think we're going to have to do a real big Back to the Future on this at some point, Jason. I think
we should, because we can talk about how the attractions, you know, that were repurposed for California Adventure and, you know, how they worked out there versus how they might have worked out in Virginia.
Yeah. It's an intriguing moment in Disney history.
So they just kind of skip over anything about war. Like, the 1940s is the pier, the Paradise Pier concept. Yeah. They just skip over everything involved in that as part of their history park.
I guess so. Also, the Muppets are talking about immigration.
And that became Muppets from Space with Gonzo.
It became Muppets from Space. Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's good stuff in there. I was reading the chat. I was a little distracted because I was reading the chat because somebody actually said electrical water pageant parade is boring.
Boring?
I'm like, are you kidding me? That's
It has Walk the Dinosaur in it.
That's appointment viewing for me.
You walk the dinosaur.
And now I'm thinking of that awful Super Mario Brothers movie. Anyway.
Open we may not have a live band,
everybody walk the
but Michelle will sing for us
open
every show.
Get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur.
She certainly sings better than any of the rest of us.
All right, you ready? You ready, Tom?
Yeah, Jason and Ron, you could stay around for this because I want to see your reaction to this.
It is time to find out exactly who out there, as Nick stalls, it is time to find out exactly who hates Tom. All right, Tom, here we go. We got a lot of fodder this week. A lot of fodder. You wrote a great article about the Shanghai story that we talked about. Shanghai causing cutbacks at our local Disney parks. Well, not everybody agrees with you. Rick wrote in, sorry, but according to the Orlando Sentinel, which is a little more reliable than a blogger,
the
this is a reach trying to link shortening hours to Shanghai. Shortening hours is probably due to many attractions closing for updates.
Yes, because what you want to do is have less capacity when there's less for people to do. You want nowhere for them to go. Makes sense.
How about Elena? Right. Elena, who wrote in, sources, TBH, ?? I've reached out to a few CMs who have all denied this article's validity. I'm not going to trust anonymous, quote, inside sources until I see an official statement from Disney. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Because you know what the Disney company wants to come out and say ahead of any shareholder meetings or anything is that they're way over budget in Shanghai. Let's wait for them to say.
Sydney wrote in, where are you getting this information from? I don't believe it until I see this rumor from its source. And one of my favorites, Jay wrote in, Tom Corliss is clueless and flat out wrong. Disney schmucks like Tom think they know, but they don't, LOL. Too many Disney park fools expecting to get something for free or comped, always with their hand or magic band out, LOL. And we watch and we laugh.
You know, but he still visited WWNT.com.
He did.
So wait, we're getting free stuff for writing negative stories about
Number one, we don't get free anything.
I was going to say, what does he think free stuff. We're getting for free? That makes no sense.
Anything for free. I'm sending two people on a date. It's certainly not free.
Tom, but not all the anger was directed at you.
Oh, that's a change.
We had some anger at the one percenters. Oh, Michael wrote in, and yet Bob Iger only made $49.9 million per year.
That's a valid point.
That's pretty low.
Mm.
It's a valid point, though.
Then we had people turning on each other. Sweet Daisy, she wrote in saying that, you know, where the cuts to the parade, rumors definite. We made our fast passes for that second parade in mind, and we want to know if it's being cut. Well, Misty didn't really like that comment. Misty wrote in, meanwhile, your FastPass option might not be valid while cast members are legit trying to make ends meet. But you're right. Let's talk about the lack of FastPasses you might get. Hashtag priorities.
Someone in the chat is asking, do you not get in as media? I pay for my annual pass. I don't... they did offers, like, for the Zootopia thing this weekend. They offered me tickets, but I didn't take them because I have annual pass. I don't get into parks ever for free. Like, D23 Expo, we got in to cover.
Yeah. Yeah,
not often.
Not the parks. They offer a certain amount of media accounts per year. It's not like they offer media
and
annual passes.
And I don't take them. We don't take them.
And they give you they invite you to certain media events, possibly. But
yeah. WDW News Today is not one of the media sources.
But even so, any media sources, they only give them tickets when there's an event to cover.
There's
they don't
kind of
let them
event.
In the
That's
rest
right.
of the year, generally. Maybe a couple times if they request. But.
Then, of course, thank you, Kathy, because it wouldn't be a comment section if we didn't get the obligatory Walt must be turning over his grave in his grave comment. The big shots better wise up before it's too late and Disney slides backwards. And then, Tom, last but not least, not only hatred at you, not only hatred at Iger, not only hatred at each other, but hatred at an entire city, as Nicole writes in, F you, Shanghai.
Oh, this is my favorite segment. I am the most despised man in the entire Disney Online.
Oh, boy.
Pretty awesome.
Golden article,
Tom. If I can comment on the article, I have had more than enough cast members in the positions that we reported on in the article have come out and said they've had hours cut. For example, Fort Wilderness had a cast member there tell me that they have been short-staffed all week at front desk, and it's going to continue for the foreseeable future. They're getting no more than 32 hours. I have seen people tell us that they are no longer doing that greeter position out at the curb. It has been cut. It's gone. Look at the Orlando Sentinel article about the painters being fired. Yeah, the Orlando Sentinel can't put two and two together. Not that that's anything new for them, but...
Yeah, and like I told you, I've seen it all over social media. It's real. People are talking about it.
Paris is part of this, too. We know Paris is in the hole, too, but it's all connected. It's all one big thing.
And, I mean, when's the last time during spring break season that they didn't run two Fantasmic shows a night?
A long, long time ago. And, again, it's compared to the calendar. We looked at the calendar from the last 3 years, and we compared it. There have been two electrical parades every night in March the last couple of years. It's the first year they're not doing it. Crowds are up. It doesn't make sense. The only reasoning is you want to cut the budget.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to thank, of course, Nancy, CJ, Alex, and Brett for taking part in the very first ever WDWNT, the dating game.
We'll have to do it again.
Went really well. We'll be keeping track of Nancy and Brett as they go on their journey. Yeah.
And those of you watching in video, stick around. I think we're going to try and get them on the line.
Yeah, we will. And, of course, you can follow us at WDWNT.com. And we want to thank everybody for jumping in that chat. That's where you can interact with us each and every week here on the show as well, at WDWNT on Twitter. And next week, like Tom said, we'll be coming up with a special show here on 1520 WBZW, and then a special show online only.
Yeah.
I didn't get thanked.
Thank you, Michelle!
Yeah, I was waiting for Nick to do it. Yeah, thank you so much.
He forgot I was sitting here across from him.
I did. I just heard snoring from over there. And
that's
about it.
Sorry, we're not more. We're boring.
I get up early.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you coming in. This was fun having you here. I loved it.
Thanks.
And remember, kids, as Andrew Jackson once said, the damn poor mind indeed that can't think of at least two ways to spell it.